Unit 7, stranded. Ryan's plane had crashed deep in the Gobi Desert, and he was beginning to lose hope that anyone would ever find him. His plane went down after the cabin was completely engulfed. Engulfed. In flames that spread from the engine room, the pilot gestured for Ryan to just jump out before it exploded, but he hesitated at first. The frontal section of the plane was coming unhinged as the aircraft skimmed the desert surface. Ryan jumped out as far as he could to clear the danger. When the dust settled, Ryan was alone in the middle of a myriad sand plane as far as the eye could see. He quickly saw what supplies he could find from the plane wreckage, but there wasn't much at all. Ryan laughed to himself. He supposed his boss didn't embellish the trip's description as a life-changing experience, after all. He was sent to Mongolia from a museum in Boston to work as a foreign docent for non-native speakers in the region. He thought the job was boring, as was so excited to just leave Asia and come home. However, after spending time in the country, he experienced a period of self-acceptance, in which he understood he had a negative attitude towards life. He vowed to do all he could to change this about himself. Of the supplies he collected, Ryan found some baking goods and he began to knead dough so that he could make bread in the hot sun. The passage across the desert would be harsh, and he needed a large supply of food and water if he was to survive. Above all else, he feared the prolonged exposure to the sun's rays. Already, he was beginning to experience adverse effects of the hot sun on his legs and back. His dry mouth had become crusty around his lips, and he knew he must find water as soon as possible. Scavenging through the wreckage, Ryan only took those things that he knew would benefit him on the long walk. If an item was not relevant to his immediate survival, he discarded it on the sand. After all, he was trying to live and had no need to dress in a sophisticated manner or carry large works of art.